CO 2 to 1, CO 1 to 0, line ratio on dollar, sim $100 parsec scale in the nearby Bard Galaxy NGC 1300, by Fumiya Mita et al. CO 2 to 1 emission is often used as a tracer of the giant molecular clouds, GMCs, as an alternative to CO 1 to 0 emission in recent years. Therefore, understanding the environmental dependence of the line ratio of CO 2 to 1, CO 1 to 0, R21, on GMC scale is important to accurately estimate the mass of the GMCs. We thus measure the R21 in the strongly barred galaxy NGC 1300, where star formation activity strongly depends on galactic structure, on approximately 100% scale. CO images were obtained from ALMA and Nobuyama 45M telescope. The resultant typical R21 in NGC 1300 is 0.57 plus or minus 0.06. We find environmental variations in R21, it is the highest in the Bar End region, 0.72 plus or minus 0.08, followed by ARM, 0.60 plus or minus 0.07, and Bar regions, 0.50 plus or minus 0.06. GMCs with H-alpha emission show a systematically higher ratio, 0.67 plus or minus 0.07, than those without H-alpha, 0.47 plus or minus 0.05. In the Bar region, where massive star formation is suppressed, H-alpha emission is not associated with most GMCs, resulting in the lowest R21. These results raise a possibility that properties of GMCs derived from CO 2 to 1 observations with the assumption of a constant R21 are different from those derived from CO 1 to 0 observations. Furthermore, we find the R21 measured on KPC scale tends to be lower than that of the GMCs, probably due to the presence of an extended diffuse molecular gas in NGC 1300. This was CO 2 to 1, CO 1 to 0, line ratio on dollar, sim $100 parsec scale in the nearby Bard Galaxy NGC 1300, by Fumiya Mita et al.